Last Word on Today FM.
After months and months of build-up, we will have the voting tomorrow in the US presidential election, and we'll be talking about that tomorrow, and then Wednesday we'll be giving full coverage of what results are known by that stage. Do you reckon, Larry Donnelly, that we will actually know by Wednesday who has won?
We could. You know, Matt, this is one of the many variables at play in this election. You know, there is a realistic chance that this thing could break narrowly but decisively either for Trump or for Harris, and that the polls perhaps have been missing something. Of course, the other alternative is that this thing is as close as some people say, and that we're waiting weeks and indeed have recounts and we go to the courts, etc., before we have a final outcome.
There was a sense in recent weeks that Trump had momentum, that Kamala Harris had lost her mojo, but has there been something of a reversal of that in the last week, and that it seems that maybe now the Democrats have become more hopeful that things may break her way?
Yeah, Matt, I think that there's, and again, this is my gut talking, but listening to and watching events and listening to people whose opinions I respect, people on the ground, etc., my sense is that things are definitely moving in the direction of Harris and Walz. Now, the question becomes, will that be enough to overcome some of Trump's advantages? Don't forget that Trump enjoys advantages on the two biggest issues in this election, immigration and inflation. And don't forget that he also has an inbuilt institutional advantage with the Electoral College. So my sense is that the momentum right now in the closing moments is with the Democrats. But is it going to be enough? And that's the question we just don't know the answer to.
Okay, will you explain for people, please, all this talk about swing states, what that actually means?
Well, in the United States, we use an electoral college system. We don't have a popular vote. And, you know, I'm a defender of the electoral college. I think that it's not a great system, but I think it's the best system for the United States. We have not one election. We have 51 elections, the 50 states and the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. And as a result, because of a whole host of reasons, mostly political, not systemic, these seven states where the thing is on a knife edge, they will play a part, they will play the biggest part in determining who's going to win this thing. So, you know, whether it's in the Rust Belt or whether it's in the, I suppose, the Sun Belt, those states will tell the tale on election day. And if you look at the polling data from them, they are all very, very close. They are on a knife edge, so to speak, and they are within the margin of error. So you can construct a very plausible argument that either Harris or Trump will win. And the thing is, Matt, that even if this election is really close in terms of the numbers, it actually could break quite sizably from an electoral college point of view, because if you win a state by 1%, you get all of that state's electoral college votes.
Okay, but you say about the seven swing states, but then suddenly, why has Iowa suddenly been spoken about over the last 48 hours?
Well, this is really remarkable. This is a poll conducted in Iowa by a woman who has a really strong track record in terms of polling. And it shows that Iowa, which both campaigns, not just the Republicans, but the Democrats, had pretty much said, look, this is going to be Trump's. But in the closing days, it seems as though, according to this poll, Trump is going to lose Iowa, at least if you follow this poll, by 3 points. And I'm not so sure that's going to hold up. But what I think Democrats can take from this, if you look at the breakdown in the demographics, Trump is really doing very poorly with women. And indeed, if that is borne out across the board, if there is anything to this poll, especially on that demographic basis, then Donald Trump is in pretty serious trouble. Now, of course, this poll does fly against the grain of all the other polling in Iowa. But if you can take from it on the demographic breakdown, if you can take from it that women really are fired up, that they really are going to vote for Harris, that there might even be, much as we've talked about a shy Trump vote, that there might be a shy Harris vote, then I think it gives Democrats an awful lot of cause for optimism.
Okay, but Trump is saying that this is a rogue poll, and we already have texters saying that if Trump is odds-on favourite, if it's a fair election, he will win by a mile. Now, the betting odds do not tell you who is going to win or who is not going to win, but is this something that the Trump campaign has successfully managed, particularly via social media, to develop this belief that he has it won and that if he doesn't want it, it's only because it's stolen from him?
Yeah, I think that narrative is out there. I think it has been advanced quite successfully by Trump and indeed his principal ally in social media, Elon Musk. I think there is an awful lot to that. But what I'm noting, again, is looking at conservatives and people who are very strong Trump backers. A lot of their pronouncements in the last few days are significantly and notably less confident than they were a week or 10 days ago. And I think that's really worth monitoring because, it's a vibe, it's a sense. But things do seem to be trending in the direction of Kamala Harris. Now, again, Matt, it comes down to this idea is, you know, look, 70-odd million Americans have already voted. How much is what's happened in the last days of the campaign, in particular the rally in New York City, where I think an awful lot of Americans would have looked in and said, wait a second, we're very uncomfortable with this. I wonder how much that will factor into people's decisions in the closing days. So there's so many variables at play here that this is what makes, I mean, this is already an unprecedented campaign in many ways. But when you try to analyze how it's going to turn out, it becomes even more complicated because of all these things that we just don't know. Yes, there's a shy Trump vote. Yes, there's a shy Harris vote. Yes, the ethnic groups, et cetera, could turn out all sorts of different ways. We just don't know.
Thank you very much, Larry Donnelly, lecturer in the UCG School of Law and columnist with thejournal.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.